Hello?
Alejandro?
Yes, sir.
Hey, oh, it's John with Local Splash.
Yeah, hey, John. How you doing?
Good, good. I wanted to circle back with you. My rep, she said she did your client interview this morning, but you got kind of upset with her, so she didn't know if she wanted me to have her continue to work that account. She was all scared. she was like, I think he's mad at me. I was like, I don't know.
She was acting like she had an attitude. I was like, are you okay? That's what you, the line is recorded. You can listen to the conversation. Like, I'm like,
yeah.
Are you frustrated with me or what's going on? Like, I just woke up and was ready to work.
I see how she worded it now. Maybe I read it wrong. She said, I'm really concerned because he felt as if I was frustrated. At first,
yeah.
I was sassed on the interview. She's like, I did apologize and try to keep up with the pace of it. And she's like, I'm sorry. I was like, what the heck? You know? I just wanted to check
good.
With you. Okay.
she's good. I was just wondering, like, if she was, all right.
Yeah.
Stop it. It's
no, she really is. She's a big softy. She's all emotional, like, oh, I think he's mad at me. I think I upset the client. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. Nah, she didn't upset me. I thought she was frustrated and like she was just in a hurry. So I was like, are you in a hurry? Like, it's okay if you can just tell me like, hey, like, yeah, this needs to go faster. So I'm like ready to work. However, you're ready to work. But
alright, I told her, I was like, I'll check back with him and see how he's doing. I'll get a temperature gauge on him later on in the day. So I also wanted to send you, your invoice. I know yesterday when I signed you up, I promised you that I'd push your billing out a week. You sold me on that. And I noticed the other agreements that I sent before, they all kind of look the same. They all say, Alejandro, thanks for choosing Local Splash. But I updated the billing, like, once the payment cleared this morning, and then I resent it again right now. So that way it reflects that the next billing isn't going to be until the 12th of next month, May.
Okay, That's cool. Like I said, thank
right.
you, John.
Yes.
I'm going to try to get you everything that you need, and then I'll sit down and do everything later on. I'm at work right now. So.
All right. Well, I'll let you get back to that. Sorry, I didn't mean to bother you, but you got my number. If you need anything, just give me a shout, okay?
Yeah. No, I do have one question, John. So,
yeah.
With this, with the Local Splash, like, okay, so...
Uh-huh.
It says Local Splash, and I'm giving you my concern. It says Local Splash, but then when I asked Catherine about why her email says Relevant Ad.
Yeah, Relevant Ads. Relevant Ads is the parent company doing business as Local Splash. Local Splash is the DBA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you explain more?
Well, I mean, I've always worked for Local Splash. Like, I've been here for 10 years. It's Local Splash. That's the face of it. Relevant Ads was what it was before it became Local Splash. So it was just Relevant Ads only from, like, 2002 to 2004, and then it became Local Splash. So our large corporate accounts a lot of times are managed by Relevant Ads, like Sunrun, Solar City. We have a Tesla account. We have... extra space storage companies. So all those are corporate listings. So they're handled by Relevant Ads. All the smaller to medium sized businesses are handled by Local Splash. All premier Google partners, where it's the same entity. We're located right next to the Google headquarters here in Orange County, California.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have concerns.
Local Splash. Yeah, no, I can understand that. That's kind of like, huh, because I have one like that, too. I have a John H. at Relevant Ads, and I have a John H. at Local Splash, but they all forward to the same inbox.
Okay, so I'm doing business with Local Splash, but it is Relevant Ads is the
parent
name.
Company. Yeah, it's the parent company. So that's just how it started out. We don't operate or do any kind of like sales face-to-face with Relevant Ads. Relevant Ads is more so just doing like account management and handling large corporate contracts. Like if they called us, we already had one of their locations. They want to do all of them, you know, then we maintain them. And we kind of separate the servers for that because like just Extra Space Storage has like 1,600 locations throughout the U.S.
Okay.
So it's like a lot of accounts just maintained by different people.
All right. No, I was just wondering, you know, like, kind of upsetting, because, you know.
Yeah. No, I can understand that. I would be kind of curious, too, especially when it's new and you just started working with us yesterday, you know, or this morning, technically.
Actually, you've been on my mind since last year, so, you know what I mean? Like, I was hoping you could call back, so.
Yeah.
And sure enough, you know what I mean, you did, so.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
It's just what it is. But, yeah, John.
I'm glad that you're not doing Home Advisor anymore.
Yeah,
I was telling her that. I'm like, I'm sure he's not mad. I'm like, this is going to be a really easy guy to make happy once we have him up there and he's getting calls. I was like, I doubt he's
angry.
You know, I think she's taking it the wrong way.
Nah, that's good. Like I said, she works good. It's just I just figured that I just didn't know if she was on the – no, I just figured that, you know, sometimes you get on the phone calls and it's like, you know, like – you know, I have tutoring and stuff like that, and
on like she was multitasking, kind of frustrated.
Well, not even that, just like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, she's time constrained. Like, if you see that, like, at 10 o'clock and then you got, like, an 11 o'clock, you know what I mean? So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she is. She does the client interview technicians are like that. They're scheduled within the hour, but that's why we give it a whole hour window. You know, it usually only takes like 30 minutes to get through the call, but we give it that hour window so that way she's not having to go, you know, pace through. But sometimes I guess, you know, calls go over and things like that, and I understand people have.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what I was asking, you know what I mean? Because I was on the phone call. She really took care of me. I want you to know that.
Yeah.
It was an hour and like, I think it was like 30 or 20 minutes. So
yeah. You're a customer. You know what I mean? Take all the time you need. I could always get other agents. You know what I mean? Our company, we have about 350 people who work here. So don't ever feel like you're rushed. They might feel like they're overwhelmed if I'm asking them to do a lot, but customer's always right. Yeah. All right.
It's just that, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have nothing bad to say about her, actually. Like I said, she worked very well, and she let me ask the right questions and stuff. I just didn't know if we were on time constraint, so just give her a holler. Tell her.
Yeah, I'll let her know. I saw her during her lunch hour, and she was like, can you reach out to this guy? I think he was mad at me. I don't know. I was like, I doubt it, but I'll check. I had to resend the invoice, too, because usually the automated invoice is set up to automatically renew. Like they tell you, oh, your payment's going to renew each month on the 5th. But I know I gave you that shake on the extra week. So I adjusted that and then had to resend it to you anyway. So.
Yeah, thank you. Like I said, that'll work with all my my business and bills and stuff like that. Yeah, that really helped me out, John. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. That put us in position of, you know, work together long term. So enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you soon, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, you have a good one. Bye.